This is the son of PCJ.
On shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet, this is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Well, hello, everyone. It's really nice to have you with us for another edition of Happy Station Show, your weekly show of smiles across the miles. And hopefully, for the next 55 minutes, you can sit back, enjoy, have a little bit of fun, and giggle along the way. And if you wish to laugh at yours truly, you are more than welcome to, because I also laugh at myself. Anyway, we have a lot of good music on today's show, and much, much more, including, by the way, an exclusive interview with one of the most famous actors in Great Britain. An exclusive interview that was done for us here at PCJ by the BBC, because he's working on an absolutely extraordinary project, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it later on in the show. But first, let's kick off with the one and only Fleetwood Mac and Little Lies.
Close my eyes.
What an absolutely great song, Little Lies, Fleetwood Mac, beginning today's program. Now, there were a few things, actually, that I wanted to get to, and I made notes. And guess what? I forgot what they were. No, I'm just kidding. Do check out our website, www.pcjmedia.com. We just recently uploaded the latest edition of Jazz for the Asking. Now, there is actually something that I want to mention right now at this very point. We have a number of partner stations that are running Happy Station in many different countries. Unfortunately, sometimes Happy Station is airing on a radio station that we know nothing about, meaning they're going to the website, downloading the show, and putting it on air, but they're not telling us. And we find out when a listener sends us an email. So let us know where you're listening to us on, because we'd like to find out, actually. We recently found out that this show was airing twice a week. Yeah, it was airing twice a week. And they were running two shows back-to-back on Sunday afternoons from 3 until 5 p.m. It was a radio station in Spain. And we had no idea that they were doing it until a listener heard that we, you know, we'll take a request. And they requested, and I went, oh, that's odd. How are you listening to us on? And they said on FM. And I went, oh, that's new to me. So let us know. Of course, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com, hs@pcjmedia.com. We're going to have a little bit more music, and when we come back, oh, before we do that, I should mention also that we had a letter that came in not too long ago. Somebody was asking about the shortwave contest that we have running all summer. Actually, it's still running in the month of September, so pay attention to the promo that you'll hear at some point during today's show. All right, we're going to have a little bit more music. When we come back, the next installment of Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. And we're actually coming to the end of the series. We have another three or four programs to go. So stay tuned for that in just a moment. But now we will listen to the one and only Keely Smith from an album that she released, in 2001, 10 years ago, in fact, called Keely Sings Sinatra with the Frankie Capp Orchestra, and it is a fantastic CD released on the Concord Jazz label. Here she is with South of the Border on Happy Station.
The border down Mexico way, that's where he fell in love when stars above came out to play. And now as he wonders, his thoughts ever stray south of the border down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while, he kissed the smile upon her face. For it was fiesta, and they were so gay, south of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered, never dreaming that they were forgotten. And he lied as he whispered mañana, for their tomorrow I never, never came. South of the border he rode back one day, mustn't stay south of the border down Mexico way. she knelt to pray. The mission bells told him that he mustn't stay. South of the border, down Mexico way. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. South of that border, he rode back one day. And there in a veil of white, by candlelight, she knelt to pray. And those mission bells told him
the fantastic Huey Smith with South of the Border with the Frankie Cap Orchestra. You're listening to Happy Station, and we now continue with a series that we've been running all summer long of Flash Frisbone, the DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. It's always been interesting to find out where Flash will end up, and of course today is no exception. So where is he this week? Well, stay tuned.
And now, the amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, who at the age of 6 decided that what he really wanted to be was staff announcer on the Stan Freeberg radio show. He spent all of his formative young years working on his diction,
the rain in Spain,
his delivery,
let's go to press,
and cultivating an on-the-air personality.
Well, hee-hi-ho there, everybody.
Flash Frisbone, who in our last episode finally got his big chance at a network hookup when...
Frisbone, get down there and get an interview.
Wait a minute. I can't get down there.
The whole country's listening.
Well, the wire is too short. This wire isn't long enough.
Do something.
Wait a minute. Maybe if I pull on the cord, maybe it's caught on something. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think I got it. I'll just give it a good yank here.
Frisbone?
And so we pick up our episode where we left off, as the station manager of WGOP WFLQ is in a state of total panic, something that all station managers face when dealing with the uncertainty of live radio.
I'm gonna automate the station as soon as Reagan wins and the economy stabilizes. Frisbone!
Let's listen.
Great Caesar's ghost. What are we gonna do
hey,
now?
Hey, boss. I got NBC on the line. They're going crazy. They want to know what happened to the feed.
Tell them I'm working on it.
Wait a minute, boss. It's CBC, the As It Happens program. They want to know what happened.
I'm working on it.
Boss, the BBC in London.
I'm working on it.
Telephone company, long lines, repair service, and dial a score. At the end of the first half, it's the Detroit Lions.
Operator, I want to be reconnected. My trouble number is ME99872534646.
I'm sorry, sir. That circuit is engaged.
I don't care, operator. Just reconnect me to that number.
Very well, sir. Are you sure you don't want the score? It was an exciting game.
Just connect me.
Very well, sir. I have your party now. Oh, it does sound like a party, doesn't it?
And thank you, Mr. Snowflake.
Boy, is he a nice guy. He'll be a great president, and what a thrilling announcement. I wouldn't believe it myself if I hadn't heard him say it right into this microphone, and you heard it too, live on WGOP WFLQ and on nationwide hookup across the country. Goodness, what an exciting event. All live right here. I hope Walter Cronkite is listening, and good luck on your retirement, Walter. And Jane Pauley, hey, Jane, what are you doing after the final tabulation? Maybe we could go up to your place and...
Frisbone!
Yeah, Chief?
You were disconnected, Frisbone. Now,
no, disconnected.
What, do you have a tape of that interview?
No, Chief.
Don't call me Chief.
See, I used the tape for something else.
What?
Well, there's a guy here at party headquarters. He has a pirate copy of a Fleetwood Mac concert at Madison Square Garden.
I don't believe this.
Well, you know how I feel. I really know how I feel about Stevie Nicks, and I use the tape. And... But it was really a good concert, Chief.
Never mind the concert, Frisbone. What did Snowflake say in his announcement?
Well, it was really exciting, Chief. It was,
Yeah. Well?
It was something about,
What?
Wait
what?
A minute.
What was it?
Frisbee.
Now you made me forget. I knew it. I mean, he said it right here. I mean, I knew what he said. I mean, he said it.
Frisbone, I want you to turn off the remote unit now. I want you to leave the microphone and the mixer and the cassette recorder at the Greyhound bus station when you leave town.
Can I keep the Fleetwood Mac tape?
We'll get it later. And if you're smart, Frisbone,
yeah. You'll
get out of the country as soon as possible.
And so, our hero finds himself in sunny Mexico, the palatial studios of XEIT, a 100,000-watt station in Axlagrisapo, a small city located near the United States border. Let's listen.
When I make the big money with the ice cream business, I tell myself, Poncho, I say, you should buy a big radio station for advertise your ice cream business. And I get lots of Yankee dollars, too. With so much power, everybody he wants to advertise on XEIT.
Mr. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Oh, see. Whatever. I really enjoyed the tour of the ice cream factory, but where's the station?
The studio and a transmitter is located in the basement underneath the ice cream factory.
Boy, that sure must be handy for you.
See, we like to think of XEIT as a real cool station, Mr. Frisbone.
Pretty funny.
I'm glad you like my sense of humor, Mr. Frisbone. I think we get along just fine. You seem to be quite hot and sweaty from your trip.
Yeah, I had to leave the United States in a hurry, and I couldn't help noticing that big freezer full of ice cream over there. Do you think that I could?
No problem, Mr. Frisbone. No problem. What flavor do you like?
Green. Give me green.
One dish of green coming up, Mr. Frisbone. You know, when you come into this station, I hire you right away because I like your name. Frisbone. Frisbone. Get it?
No, Mr. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Frisbone. Frizz.
you Yankees have such funny accent. You will be just dynamite killer on the sign-on shift on XEIT.
Sign-on, my favorite shift.
Dig into the ice cream, Mr. Frisbone. Dig in.
Oh, boy, you bet.
Is there a problem, Mr. Frisbone?
What kind of ice cream do you call that?
Oh, that's jalapeno pepper ice cream. We also have enchilada ripple. Would you like some burrito revel?
Well, what's going to happen next time? Will our hero's vocal cords desinge themselves in time for sign-on at XEIT? You'll have to wait until next month's Around the Dial to find out. So be listening next month when our hero says... The amazing recorded adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone are produced exclusively for the Aircheck Factory by Studio B in Marquette, Michigan. Script by Gary Bourgeois. Mr. Frisbone's wardrobe from the St. Vincent de Paul collection. This is your announcer speaking. And what about Elma Gluck?
Another exciting episode of Flash Frisbone, the announcer or DJ who just couldn't hold down a job. And we're coming to the end of that series towards the end of the month. A number of you have been asking if that series will be made available for download at the PCJ website. Yes, it will be. And we'll announce that on a future show when that program will be up. All right, now time for more music. Here's the one and only Herman's Hermits with No Milk Today.
A symbol of the dawn. No milk today. It seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that I've been behind the door where my love reigned to scream? No milk today. It wasn't always so. The company was gay. Becomes a shrine when I it both at once, the start of our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. But people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turned night into day.
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new SanGen ATS 909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ats909x@gmail.com. Again, that's ats909x@gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!
Traición, si puedo.
Tropical. They're performed by India. Now, before we heard that, we heard the promo for the PCJ Summer Contest. So go ahead and enter. You can find all the details at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. And by the way, since you're going to be on the internet, don't be afraid, don't be shy. Add PCJ as one of your favorites in Facebook. And also add me as one of your friends. You'll find now a link for our Facebook page at pcjmedia.com on the right-hand menu. So just click on that. And also, don't forget to add us on Twitter to keep up with events that we have here going at PCJ. All right, now time for an exclusive interview with one of the most predominant Shakespearean actors of this century. He's been performing with the Royal Shakespeare Company now for the last 15 years, and he just embarked on a new, interesting project. What is interesting about it? Well, he takes songs, not just ordinary run-of-the-mill songs, but he takes songs by the Fab Four, otherwise known as the Beatles, and he performs them in Shakespearean costumes with a Shakespearean style. Yes, I can see some of you now raising your eyebrows. What? Are you kidding? No, I'm not. It's really true. Anyway, we managed to get our good friends at the BBC World Service to drag him into their studios at Bush House for a one-on-one interview and then have him perform one of the songs by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And it is fantastic, and you certainly want to listen to the whole thing.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are deeply honoured today to have in the studio with us Sir Thomas Michael John, who's an actor with the Royal Shakespeare Company. He is in town to perform the works of John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Yes, you heard me correct, the Beatles, John Lennon and Paul McCartney. He is doing his interpretation of their songs in the Shakespearean style, and he joins us now in the studio to talk a bit about why he came up with this idea and what kind of songs will be performed. It's really, of course, a pleasure to have you here, Sir John. I'd like to begin by asking you, where did you come up with the idea to perform on stage in Shakespearean costumes the works of Lennon and McCartney?
Well, of course, I've been an actor now for the past 30 years, and when I was much younger, I used to listen to Lennon and McCartney all the time. So I thought that, you know, one day when I become really famous like I am now with the Academy Awards that I've been winning, I thought, you know, it would be a good idea to take their songs and act them out on stage.
I see. Was there any type of opposition to you doing this? Because the songs of Lennon and McCartney, of course, are very popular. There's been other performers who've done their interpretations of the songs. So what was the reaction from the public to all this?
It's a bit difficult to say, because so far, when I've been performing them, the lights are all off in theatre, so I don't really see the people that I'm performing to, but there's a lot of noise, you know, things like doors opening and people running, so I really don't know how to interpret all this. It's been a great fun. I did receive a very nice letter from Mr. Paul McCartney, or I should say Sir Paul McCartney, who said, good luck, and if you do it again, you're going to receive some type of bodily harm, which means he's going to be sending me a gift, I think. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Very interesting indeed. Now, today you're going to be singing, or I should say acting out, one of these songs for us. And it's from the very popular Beatles film, Hard Day's Night. Why did you choose this song? Was it for any particular reason? Or was it because that you thought this would be the perfect realm for me to dress up like, say, like Macbeth and the Three Witches and Lady Macbeth and interpret it that way? Was that your reasoning behind it?
Not really. I decided to do this song, Hard Day's Night, because it's the only song that I know the words for. The other ones, of course, are a bit too difficult, so I thought this would be the easiest one, because I don't have time to go learn the words to a difficult song like this one. I could learn things like, to be or not to be? That is the question. Of course, we know that is from Hamlet, or, you know, something like Macbeth. Thus is the dagger that I see before me. It took me a while to do the Scottish accent, but I think I've got it down quite good now.
Very interesting. Okay, Sir John, we're now going to have your interpretation of Hard Day's Nights, also performed by the Baroque Tickle My Foot Orchestra, which is performing here at Crumley Road, number 27. So, without further ado, here's Sir John from the Royal Shakespeare Company with his interesting interpretation of the Beatles classic Hard Day's Nights. And thank you very much for coming by the studio today.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find thus life would come through and make me feel all right. You know I work all day to buy you money, to get you things. And it doesn't really make me say, 'cause you're giving me everything. But when I sit here alone, right by the telephone, you know I feel okay. Oh, when I'm home, the feeling is holding me tight. When I'm home, the feeling will make me feel all right. Yes, that's true. It's been a hard day's night, Macbeth, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. Hamlet, listen! Because William Shakespeare is great, and so is Lennon and McCartney! When shall we three witches meet again in thunder, lightning, or rain? When the hurlo-burly's done, when the battle's lost and won? Macbeth! 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 Macbeth. Thus a dagger I see before me! It's been a hard day's night, and Lennon and McCartney worked really hard to write this song, like William Shakespeare did in a number of his plays. I, Sir John Thomas, or rather that's Thomas Michael John, am the greatest actor to live! Days, nights, I should be sleeping like a log. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. But when I get home to you, I find the things I can do will make you feel all right. I love thou art and life with death.
Yes, well, what can I say about that? Interesting indeed. Shakespearean versions of songs by Lennon and McCartney. An exclusive interview done for us by the BBC. All right, you're listening to Happy Station, and hopefully we're bringing a little happiness and joy to you right now. But we're going to continue with a real singer. And this is a very odd combination. How many of you have heard of Marty Robbins? I hear some hands going up, of course, Singing the Blues and many others. Many of you, of course, have heard of Ray Conniff and Mitch Miller. Now, in the late 1950s, Mitch Miller, Ray Conniff, and Marty Robbins recorded a number of sessions together between 1957 and 1958, many of them becoming number one not just on the country charts, but also on the pop charts. Songs like A White Sport Coat, The Story of My Life, and many, many others. Somebody requested a while ago they want to hear some Marty Robbins from that period, so here it is for you. Marty Robbins, featuring Ray Conniff, his orchestra and singers, with Ray Conniff playing trombone, produced by Mitch Miller.
I came to town to search for gold, and I brought with me a memory. And I seem to hear the nightingale cry, go hang your dreams on the hanger tree, your dreams of love that could never be. Hang your faded dreams on the hanging tree. I searched for gold, and I found my gold, and I found a girl who loved just me, and I wished that I could love her too, but I'd left my heart on the hanging tree, I'd left my heart with a memory, and a faded dream on the hanging tree. Now there were men who craved my gold and meant to take my gold from me. When a man is gone, he needs no gold. So they carried me to the hanging tree to join my dreams and a memory. Yes, they carried me to the hanging tree. Really live, you must almost die, and it happened just that way with me. They took the gold and set me free, and I walked away from the hanging tree. I walked away from the hanging tree, and my own true love, she walked with me. That's when I knew that the hanging tree was a tree of life, new life for me. A tree of hope, new hope for me. A tree of love, new love for me. The hanging tree. The hanging tree. The hanging tree.
Vocals by Marty Robbins, produced by Mitch Miller, featuring Ray Conniff and his orchestra, with Ray Conniff playing trombone in The Hanging Tree. You're listening to Happy Station, of course. You can check us out online anytime, as well as check all the other PCJ programs at www.pcjmedia.com. Now, what do we have coming up? Well, we have a couple of special programs that are coming up in the near future. Many of you really enjoy the road shows that we do, and we're actually working on one. Actually, well, it's been recorded. We just haven't scheduled it yet, but it's an on-the-road show here in Taipei, or as I called it at the beginning of the show, not really on the road. It's stepping out of the studio, stepping out of the building, getting into a taxi and heading downtown show. And that'll be coming up on a future edition of Happy Station very, very soon. We'll be visiting some night markets and other things that make Taipei very special. Let's now go to a request that we had from Kyle, and Kyle listens to us on KCBT in Waco, Texas, and he wants to hear Coldplay with The Scientist.
Start running in circles.
Coldplay and the Scientist going out to Kyle in Waco, Texas, who listens to us on our partner station, KCBT. And you can find a link to them at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. All right. What do we have coming up at PCJ? Well, this weekend, you'll be able to find a new edition of Jazz for the Asking by the Jazz for the Asking website, as well as Media Network Plus. This week, our special guest, we have two special guests. One of them is Jeff White, who's the owner of WRMI in Miami that broadcasts on 9,955 kilohertz. He is taking part in the HFCC conference, which for the first time will be held in Texas, in the city of Dallas, and it's jointly organized by a number of different groups, including Continental of Continental Transmitters. And he's going to be joining us on the show this week to talk about that. Also on the program is a good friend of mine that we have had a friendship for now for many years. Her name is Jocelyn Ford, and we work together at China Radio International, and she's going to be joining me on Media Network Plus this week to talk about a unique thing that happened 10 years ago on September the 11th, and you know what I'm talking about. And, of course, we have the news and everything from Paulette McCrory. So join Paulette and myself for Media Network Plus, the weekly 30-minute edition that airs on the World Radio Network. Another thing that we actually have coming up very soon is a live edition of the show targeted towards, well, many different regions of the world, and we'll be announcing that next week on the show. Something that came in, a number of you have said, you know, we sent for some reception reports in and stuff, but you never got back to us. Well, look, unlike a big radio station, any QSL cards that are sent out by yours truly, that have to print them up, lick the envelopes, put the stamps on, and send them out. So this weekend, I will be doing that. So if you haven't received anything yet for the reception report, don't worry. It's not that we didn't forget. It's just that we don't have enough people because the people, well, is one person. That's me. So we're going to be sending out all that next week. So hopefully you'll be getting it very soon. And by the way, yes, you can also send a reception report for listening online. I know that sounds like a very strange thing, but yes, we do acknowledge those as well. Just send them to the following email address, hs@pcjmedia.com, or our main email address for PCJ, pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. Weird thing. Yes, I'm just sort of getting tongue-tied at the moment. So anyway, all those will be sent out. Okay, you know what? We've actually come to the end of the show. It's been a lot of fun to have you with me. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, who does an amazing job, as always, our production assistant, Johan Backer, I'm Keith Perron saying so long, take care, and we'll see you again very soon. So until next time, friends, so long. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Yeah, 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 yeah. Adios, amigos, and sayonara.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, switzerlandinsound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, switzerlandinsound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
This is Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie inviting you to join me every week for Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. Details at www.pcjmedia.com and www.ukrainianrootsradio.com.
Hello, this is Carl Blair speaking from the PCJ Media Happy Station Studios in Taipei, Taiwan. I've come this distance all the way from the center of North America to talk about KDXRadio.com, one of many worldwide carriers of the Happy Station show. I almost didn't make it here because of that Eurostar incident, and it's a shame, but I've got to turn around and leave right away because my reservation is only good for 30 seconds.